Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and on the line with me is Charlie Barboni. He is the manager of the Marin County Fair. Thanks so much for joining me, Charlie.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So tell us, when is the Marin County Fair?
The Marin County Fair this year is Wednesday, July 3rd through Sunday, July 7th.
All right, and it's happening at the Marin County Fair and Exposition there in San Rafael?
Right, it's the fairgrounds in San Rafael, right off the 101 freeway. It's very easy to get to. It's our 78th anniversary this year.
Wow, 78 years. It's amazing. And when are the hours each day from the 3rd through the 7th?
11 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night.
Nice. Okay, cool. So for people who like to stay out late, there's plenty of stuff to do later in the evening. And how much does it cost to go to the fair?
For adults, it's $20, and for teens is $15, and for adults, veterans with an ID, it's only $12, and seniors are $12.
Okay.
That includes all the concerts, all the free carnival rides, and all the wonderful art show and all the activities. So it's an all-inclusive admission price. So
wow. That's
a lot of other fairs, they have to buy a wristband, you know, for the carnival.
It's right.
$35, but for teens and young adults, it's only $12. So
wow.
50 and 12. So.
That is very a great value when you think about how much stuff costs these days. So the kind of entertainment that you're going to get for that low price is fantastic. You also have some special days where kids are going to get in for free. Is that true?
Right. Wednesday, July 3rd is Kids Day or Children's Day, and children 12 and under are free.
Ooh, nice. All right, so bring the kids with you on the opening day of the Marin County Fair, Wednesday, July 3rd. Kids 12 and under will get in for free. So let's talk about what is included at the Marin County Fair. What kinds of wonderful features do you have?
Well, we have wonderful concerts, of course, in the evening and afternoon. We have Dwight Yoakam, Wednesday, July 3rd. On Thursday, we have ABBA, the concert, and the Distractions, which is the one and only Elvis Costello band. And Steel Pulse is on Friday. Joan Jett and the Black Hearts on Saturday. And on Sunday, we have Cheap Trick and Mariachi Divas, which is an all-female mariachi group in the afternoon. So we have a wonderful variety of entertainment. Then, of course, on the secondary stage, we have over 62 different acts, community acts, everything from another mariachi group to Irish dancing and clogging, all kind of wonderful acts, including the wonderful Pointless Sisters from Sonoma County.
Nice. They always put on a great show. And then I, of course, hope that there will be fireworks.
We have fireworks every evening. That's included with Fair Mission, and they begin at 9:30. It's a wonderful fireworks show. And, of course, throughout the day, we have all kind of wonderful family activities. Our Fine Art, Fine Craft show is considered one of the best fine art shows in California for the county fair system. We have over 3,000 submissions in fine art, fine craft, and photography each year, and over 1,600 are selected for the show. So it's a beautiful show. A lot of the works of art are also for sale.
Wow, nice. Yeah, I was looking on your website at marinfair.org, and my goodness, you had so many submissions. It was intense.
We have over 15,000 exhibits in our exhibit department, including cows and cakes and all the performing arts and everything. So it's really a very large program, and we really are geared towards family activities.
Yeah. And this year is a fun year because it's the 50th anniversary of the lunar landing. How is the Marin County Fair celebrating that?
Well, with our theme, Over the Moon, we have lots of wonderful, wonderful activities planned, including an exhibit by the Space Museum in Nevada. And they're going to be bringing down some artifacts from their collection for people to view. And we also have all kind of other activities revolving around Over the Moon, including moonscape photography and art and so on and so forth. So, of course, our agricultural area is huge. We have wonderful agricultural education component to the fair, which includes cow milking demonstrations, horseshoeing, draft horse driving. We have about 10 different activities each day for agricultural education. So it's really fun because a lot of our fairgoers are urbanites, and to be able to introduce them to and showcase local agriculture is very important.
And some of the agriculture that brought in, that's brought into the fairgrounds, are these ones like from 4-H kids or things like that?
They definitely are. A lot of 4-H and FFA members from Sonoma and Marin counties are involved. We have animals on exhibit throughout the 5 days of the fair. And then we also have special shows each day. We have a dairy cattle show one day and a swine show one day and beef cattle, et cetera. So there's all kinds of activities going on in the barnyard.
Wow. Now, are some of these animals that are being shown, are they being sold then? So can people come in to bid on the animals?
The only market program we have is Market Swine.
Okay.
The rest are all breeding projects.
Got it.
So they're shown and they're brought back to their ranches.
Wow, very fun. So as Charlie said, this is an opportunity, especially if you don't have a chance to live next to a farm and experience what farm life is all about and what these great animals can do and how awesome they are. This is a really great opportunity to pet those animals and see them in person.
Another thing I'd like to mention is we're a very green fair. We have a 94% recycling rate at the fair, which is fantastic. And we also are a smoke-free fair.
Oh, nice.
No smoking allowed in the fairgrounds. And that makes such a wonderful atmosphere for the public when they're going throughout the fair and not having to breathe smoke.
Yeah, that is really nice. What about fair food? Fair food is always fun. Sometimes you overindulge, though. So what is Marin County Fair food like?
We have all the classic fair food, corn dogs and cotton candy and, of course, funnel cakes, et cetera. But we also, because we're a healthy fair, each food vendor has to provide at least one healthy option on their menu. Mm-hmm. And so that makes it, you know, wonderful salads and everything else are also are options at the fair. And we have a couple new booths, one a paella booth, which is going to be fantastic. They were here last year and they're coming back, and then we have a brand new booth with ceviche for the first time.
Ooh, so. Yum. That sounds delicious. Very nice. So lots of different wonderful things to eat at the Marin County Fair. Tell us about what's happening on the 4th of July.
Well, 4th of July, of course, we have our wonderful fireworks show, and then we have a lot of other competitions going on with our culinary contest, and once again, we have ABBA the concert, and we have the distractions for our main stage. But in addition to that, we have, you know, all the regular activities going on. We have a world-class bonsai exhibit with bonsai from the Marin Bonsai Club. We also have an orchid exhibit. We have an origami exhibit with origami from around the world. The Linda Mihara, who heads our origami exhibit, her grandfather was the first person to write a book in English on origami.
Ooh.
And so there'll be wonderful foals from representing all over the world, origami creators.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. Who knew? Now you do know. At the Marin County Fair, a chance to check out origami and the bonsai exhibit, I'm sure, is going to be fantastic as well. There's lots of cultural opportunities at the Marin County Fair, not only that wonderful juried art show, but also poetry. Tell us about this.
Well, our poet laureate is going to be having special activities going on each day. We have readings by different poets and by some of the poetry the winners of the poetry competition, and so that's going to be something new. We also have a poetry tree where people can write poems and hang them onto our poet tree, play on words.
I like it.
And go ahead.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. That's very funny.
And of course, at our Mazzetta Blue Ribbon stage, we have culinary activities going on each day. So there are all kind of different cooking demonstrations for including pies and recetas latinas. Moon pies are new this year to play off our fair theme. Moon pies and cheese, things made with cheese, classic cakes, et cetera. So their wonderful activities, their culinary stage throughout the entire fair.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Now, you've also got a partnership with the Italian Street Painting Festival. Tell us how this is going to work.
Well, that's brand new this year because they're not going to have their regular festival. So we have different artists coming in each day, and they'll be painting in the garden tent and then another tent. So your guests will be able to see the painters, you know, painting with chalk on as they would if they were going to the festival. So that's going to be a new activity this year.
Nice. And I see that you have six different artists who will actually be creating on the spot. So very fascinating. You'll see how this art is created and what kinds of tools and techniques that the street painters are using. Very, very cool. The Marin County Fair is happening the 3rd of July through the 7th of July. How can you get to the fair? Is there parking available there?
We do have various parking lots, including a satellite lot, which is free to park, and it's a $2 shuttle fee to come to the fair, which is very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
The Marin Transit this year is providing free buses from all throughout the entire county to the fair. And we also have, of course, the Smart Train, where you can ride the Smart Train to the fair. And they have added hours this year, too. So just check their schedules, but we have many, many options to come to the fair that are very affordable.
All right, excellent. And as you said, Smart Train is expanding their schedule every night of the fair so that if you want to stay late to see the concerts and the fireworks, you could still catch the train after that. So that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit more about the cheese, because I know Marin County is world famous for the cheese making. How is cheese highlighted at the Marin County Fair?
Well, at our Blue Ribbon Culinary Stage, we have different cheese companies, farmstead cheese companies presenting each day. We have Point Reyes Blue, Marin French cheese, Necatcha Valley cheese, etc. And each day we have a representative from one of the companies coming in and discussing their product and the history of their product and everything. And people will be able to sample cheeses from throughout Marin and Sonoma.
I love that. So education that's also delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun. Tell us a little bit about shopping at the Marin County Fair. Are there opportunities to take something home?
There definitely are. We have over 200 commercial booths. You can buy everything from handmade crafts to sunglasses to handmade gourmet fudge, lots of different options. Mm. So our global marketplace is completely sold out now. It was sold out for a couple of days. You know, there's a large variety of wonderful opportunities to purchase something and take it home. So.
Very cool. Now, I also see that you have a film festival, which is unique for the Marin County Fair. Tell us about this.
Well, this is actually our 48th year of having a film festival. We were the first county fair in the United States to have a film festival. And we had over 1,100 submissions from all over the world. And so it's going to be a fantastic screening twice a day in our Showcase Theater. And there'll be films, short films from all over the world represented. So,
wow, that is really cool. And that's also a great opportunity to maybe get out of the sun for a little bit, enjoy a little cool room, and watch very interesting films. So there's really something for everyone at the Marin County Fair. Remember that there is a special day, the opening day of the fair, which is Wednesday the 3rd. Kids 12 and under get in for free. Can you purchase your tickets in advance for the fair?
You definitely can. You go to marinfair.org and purchase your tickets right online. So.
Okay, very easy to do. And you can also see the full schedule of entertainment, the different featured events that you're going to see. You can check out some of the competition results in the film festival, the fireworks, and let's talk a little bit more about carnival rides, because these are fun. What kinds of carnival rides do you have?
Well, our carnival operator is Butler Amusements, which is considered the best carnival company in the fair circuit. They've been with us for over 35 years, and we have over 28 different carnival rides that are free, and there are two rides that are paid, but the majority of the rides are free with fair admission, so it's a great value for all families.
Right, and you have a gigantic Ferris wheel.
We do have a huge big wheel, and you can, it's a wonderful view of the entire fairgrounds from the top of the wheel. You can, it's quite a wonderful vantage point. So,
Yeah, that's a great photo op to head up there and both take pictures in front of the giant Ferris wheel and then get on it and take some aerial photos. So many fun things to do at the fair. Remember that it is coming up the 3rd of July. That's the opening day through the 7th of July. And your one price will get you in, and it includes your carnival rides as well and all the great concerts. I can't believe some of the acts that you've got opening up the fair. Dwight Yoakam on Wednesday, July 3rd. You've got Joan Jett and the Blackhearts on July 6th. An ABBA tribute concert. You got a tribute to Elvis Costello as well. Those are happening on the 4th. Revolutionary Reggae with Steel Pulse on July 5th. A mariachi, all-female mariachi band to close out the parade. And Cheap Trick on July 7th. That's the last day of the parade closing out the fair. Remember, there's fireworks. There's a great moon theme coinciding with the lunar landing. And do you think there'll be any Star Wars characters running around to celebrate that as well?
Definitely will be.
Oh, good.
There'll be quite a few of those. We have over 100 costume characters throughout the fair at the Marin Galactic Outpost, so they'll be able to see R2-D2 and Stormtroopers and all their favorite characters from the Star Wars trilogy.
I love it.
And one thing I didn't mention, we also have on 4th of July, we're celebrating out at the fair. So we're celebrating the LGBTQ community at the fair on July 4th.
Oh, great. So. Okay. I see something here called Drag Story Time. What is that?
Well, that is something that's brand new this year, and there'll be a drag performer performing children's storytelling.
I love
it. At the Over the Moon stage.
Okay, cool. What time is that happening?
That is on July 4th in the early afternoon.
Okay, great. So many wonderful things to do. You can go to marinfair.org, and that's where you can buy your tickets in advance. Of course, you can buy them at the door. They do go up slightly at the door, but it's still very affordable to take the whole family. And remember that the first day of the fair, Wednesday, the 3rd of July, kids 12 and under get in free with your paying adult. So have a lot of fun on that day and bring the whole family, the whole neighborhood on the Marin County Fair. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Charlie.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Charlie Barboni is the manager of the Marin County Fair, which again is happening at the Marin County Fair and Exposition at 10 Avenue of the Flags in San Rafael from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. each day that the fair is open, which is the 3rd of July through the 7th of July. This is Sonoma County Focus.